You go to the gym to strengthen your muscles. You use the latest smartphone apps to strengthen your brain. Now, it's time to strengthen your spiritual core. Why? You are awakening. The true core self is alive within us now and breaking through the ego's shell of everything we believed we were. Learning how to be and live from our core self is essential now. But how? How do we live in this new way when our core spiritual muscles are so new and unused and the old ego muscles are so strong and habitual? Join spiritual embodiment coach and trainer Amba Jamrose as she explains this mass awakening and how to navigate it, tunes into the audience's shared life themes for direct teachings, and takes your calls for personal spiritual core strength training. Now, here's your host, Amba Jamrose.
Hello, and welcome to Spiritual Embodiment Training. I'm your host, Amba Jamrose. You're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, broadcasting here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston, heard every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern. To learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. So welcome, everyone, to my first show. I'm super excited, and I'm so glad to have you here with me. And this show and all the shows moving forward thrives on your calls with what's happening in your life and your personal questions. So let me give you those numbers right now, and then I will let you know when to call in. So those numbers are area code 617-237-1234. That's 617-237-1234. And we have an 866 number. That's 866-338-9663. 866-338-9663. So my intention for this show, I wanted to share with you that it's to gather intentional listeners like yourself to build the largest healing container possible. And this show and all the shows moving forward is about you, your awakening, what you're going through, and how I can help you strengthen your spiritual core. And the flow for this first session today will be as follows. So I'll share a little bit of my story of how my work found me and how my group power healing got created and awakening became the focus of my work. Then I'll talk about what this mass awakening is and what we're all going through, and why exercising and strengthening your spiritual core is so important right now. And then I'll tune into you, the listeners. I'll tune into your shared life themes of what you're all going through and the challenges that you're facing to provide direct teaching, guidance, and healing. And then the best part, of course, is when you get to call in, ask your personal questions about the themes that I'll discuss here, and how we can bring deeper understanding, healing, and guidance for you. And again, this show and all the future shows will thrive on your questions and what you're experiencing. And because we're all connected in this group energy today that will really start forming once we get going, is when one person asks a question, because we're all connected, it provides healing and guidance for everybody. And again, I'll let you know when it will be time to call in. And also, it's very rare in my work that guidance is given without healing coming through. So get ready for tons and tons of healing on all my shows. And again, I want to give you the numbers to call in. It's 617-237-1234, 617-237-1234, and then 866-338-9663, 866-338-9663. 338-9663. So let's get started. I first want to share my story. It's really long. So for more information, you can go to my website at ambujamhealing.com and you'll see a page labeled My Story. And I actually grew up in Boston, actually, and so that's where it all started for me. And since I was about 2 years old, I would call what I would play with spirit. I would call playing with spirit in my room. And I would see this, what looked like this huge, never-ending mall with all of these floors to it. and how a part of me was here in on Earth, and then a part of me existed on all of these floors, and I would see the same about everybody. So a part of you was here, and then a part of you existed in all these other dimensions, we'll call them. And I was shown how when we make decisions here, it affects all these other parts of us and all these other layers of them all, we could say. And when those parts of us make decisions, it affects us here. And we're like this one big, huge family, and how all of the ways that we interact and make choices really affect people quite quickly. And so when I would be in my room and just kind of receive all this information, and it never came out of my room, though. I only had this experience in my room. And then one day, I was probably about 5 years old, and we were having a family party, and I was playing with spirit in my room, and I heard my mom call me to let me know that everybody was here, and it was time to leave my room and go be with everybody. And I always felt really sad when I had to leave spirit, because that was the only time I saw them, which was in my room. And so I came out, and probably about 10 minutes into the party, I started to feel that same feeling I had in my room, and I could see all of these, I'll call them clouds, these endless clouds above all the adults' heads. And in the clouds, there were these images and information and feelings of what the adult was going through in their present life and all these past lives that were still alive, we could say, and how all of these root causes of their present life issues were in these past lives and they were all unhealed. And I could feel from their clouds and from spirit, if the adult could just know about the root cause, then they could heal their present situation so much faster. And after that day, I always saw the clouds, we could say, above people's heads, and that never went away. And I thought it was redundant to tell people about it, because I thought we all see this stuff about each other, that when we're hanging out, you see my cloud and I see yours, and you know these parts of us would interact. And then I realized when I got to high school and I started telling people what I saw, like, that is not happening, that I'm the only person that's seeing this stuff. And I then became the, quote, buzzkill at all the parties, and I was the weird one, and it was super painful and pretty isolating. So I decided to shut off my gifts at that time. And then fast forward until I was about 26 years old, and I moved to San Francisco, and I completely forgot about my gifts. And I was waitressing in two jobs. I was there for about 3 months, and I walked on Golden Gate Bridge in between my breaks of my two jobs. And I was thinking to myself, like, what am I going to do with my life? And then all of a sudden, an aunt who had died when I was a kid came in. I felt her energy, and she said, "Don't worry, everything's going to be fine." And I was like, huh? And I just thought I was making it up in my head. And then the next day, again, I'm condensing my story. The next day, I was walking. I'm in San Francisco. And for those of you who may know the city, I was on Market Street walking straight towards the bay. And as I turned the corner with all of that water and the Bay Bridge, all of a sudden, I felt like 90,000 feet tall, my body's vibrating like crazy, and I felt connected to everything. I felt like the rocks and the water and the bridge and the ground I was walking on was all an extension of my fingers, and there was no separation between me and any of this. And I'm walking to work, because I was opening the restaurant that day, and I'm all like, blah, 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 I'm all shaky, and I'm like, what is happening to me? And I walk up to work, and my coworker comes out, and he says, "Good morning," and I'm like, "Hey, what's up?" And all of a sudden, this part of him came out and said, "I went on a date last night, and she reminded me of my mother, and that date was horrible." And this little part of him went on this whole tangent of the issue with his mom and how it then created all these issues with women. And I was like, what's going on? And for some reason, I wasn't really fazed. I kind of was, but it all felt really familiar. So I just kind of brushed it off, and I went into work, and I'm getting the tables ready. And during work, all day long I'm taking people's orders, but I'm hearing their parts of themselves say, you know, I'm getting divorced, my knee hurts. Like, it was going into some really significant details of their life. And then the very, very last table I had of that day, this woman orders a hamburger with her mouth, but then I hear her say, I'm so angry I did not get that job promotion. And he gave it to Steve. And all of a sudden, I saw her little girl self come up. And her little girl self showed me that when she was younger, her dad gave all his attention to her male cousin. And it was really hurtful because she wanted her dad's attention. And she was really angry that he gave it to another man. Okay? So she had two layers of anger. One was she didn't get this promotion, but then there was this whole other deeper layer to her anger, which was making her like doubly angry. And something in me knew she's not aware of her little girl upset. So this was the first time during the day that I decide, okay, I'm going to ask somebody. I'm going to ask her if what I'm seeing is really real. So I said, excuse me, I have a really weird question to ask you. And she's like, yes. And I said, are you really angry you didn't get a job promotion? And she looked at me with like this huge yes in her eyes, but also just complete like bewilderment. And she said, how did you know that? And I was like, oh my God. And in that moment, it all became real. I'm like, what is happening to me? And again, long story short, I went home that day and my roommate was home. And I really wanted to give him a reading. I wanted to do what was happening to me all day. And he said yes. And I heard, like, we were doing this really long reading and his mom called on the phone and I saw that she was wearing, like, blue pants and a yellow shirt. And I said, is your mom wearing blue pants and a yellow shirt? And he said yes. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I'm, like, freaking out that I'm able to, like, see and feel all this stuff. And after this long reading, all of a sudden I heard, tell him his dad needs him. And reluctantly, because I had no idea what that meant, and yet it had a very specific feeling to it, a very strong feeling to it. So I asked him, I told him, I'm getting to tell you your dad needs you. And he got really, really, really angry at me all of a sudden. And he said, why would you say that? And I said, I don't know. I'm really feeling to tell you that. And he said, my dad left my mom and I 15 years ago, and I haven't seen him since. And then all of a sudden, the reading changed to this big, what looked like this knot of energy, and how his dad leaving him created him to feel like it was all his fault, which then created this whole knot of all of these other issues. And I started to get information of how he could heal the knot and how he could realize it wasn't his fault. And this information was coming through my heart. It was just coming from everywhere. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, wow, I know stuff. I don't know how I know this, but I know this. And then the next day, I wake up in the morning and I'm thinking, all right, that was a fluke. There's no way I can know this kind of thing. So the next day, I went back to work, but I wanted to do it again. And I did readings all day long. And I came home and my roommate was bawling his eyes out. And I said, what happened? Because something in me knew it was from the reading the day before. And he said, do you remember you told me my dad needed me? And I said, yes. And he said, well, I called my mom. We found his phone number, and I called him. I was like, oh, my God, you did? And he said, yes. He said he thought it was the right thing to stay away from me all these years because he didn't want to hurt me. And he's been missing me. And now that we've reconnected, we're going to have a relationship again. He's like, thank you so much. And I was like, oh, my God. And in that moment, I knew this is what I'm to do. And I heard that I'm able to see the root causes of people's issues and how to heal them really fast and easy. So I started my own practice doing that. And I was away on a retreat, a woman's retreat, years later, maybe about 4 years later. And I had this idea in my heart to do healing as a group. So I went up to the woman who was running the retreat, and I said, hey, do you mind if I do a group healing with everybody here? And she's like, sure. So there were about 10 to 20 women. I asked their permission. They all said yes. And I had no idea what I was doing. I just knew I had this feeling in my heart, kind of similar to when it all started years ago, same feeling. And I connected with the group, and all of a sudden, this energy started coming through, everything amplified, and people's issues were healing like boom, 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 boom. Really, really, really easy. And at the end, and I'm seeing all this information, and at the end, women were coming up to me, and they were like, oh, my God, that was crazy. That was amazing. And I'm like, I know. I don't know what's going on. So I developed this, what I call this intentional group power healing. And over the years, it just got more and more and more powerful with the awakening, which I'll get into what's going on, which is creating it to be even more powerful and able to heal even deeper now. So I started the group work probably about, I've been doing this for 21 years now. I started that probably about 10, 15 years ago. And now I want to get into, so that's my story really fast. I wanted to give you some background on me and my work. And now I want to get into, okay, awakening. Okay, what is this thing? We hear the word all the time. And how I started seeing it, the best way for me to describe awakening is to describe my experience of it. So how I started seeing it was in my clients about 2011. And this core, deep, 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 deep part of them started getting really strong and really bright. And it started breaking through all of these layers of who they thought they were, deepest issues you could ever imagine. This light was like breaking through and breaking through. And it started to change my healing practice because it no more was just about healing our issues, but it was about understanding this deep true self, we could call it, that is breaking through everything. And it became, you know, this kind of double thing. We heal the issues, but we really have to learn, who am I underneath this issue? You know, who am I really? And so in about 2012, the end of 2012, the earth itself as a being also awoken. Okay, the energy in the earth awoken. So we could say that true light in the earth surfaced. And I saw every living thing on the earth at that time pop like popcorn. Everybody's core energy in their hearts were like pop, poppity pop, 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 pop. And it started to change how we did everything. Because when that light in your heart starts coming through, who you really are starts coming through, how you lived your life only from your mind and only from your emotions no longer works the same anymore because you've got this light now. And another way I could describe awakening is like an actor. So if you go to a play and you watch an actor act a part, now, the actor knows they're not the part. We know the actor is not the part they're playing. But when the actor is so good, we get so into the play, right? We're like, oh, we're right there. Now the play is over. And the actor's role that they've been playing is over. So now the actor has to go home and live their life. So that's kind of how I see awakening. We thought we were this role, the issues, the mind, the emotions, but we're not. We're not these things. And so because this is happening to everybody, and there's not like a major sign kind of showed up that went, hey, you are now not everything you thought. You are waking up. Everybody is going, they feel like they're going crazy because they can't live the life they've lived before exactly. It doesn't really work. They don't really know what to do that's different. And there's this discombobulated conflict within. And why I'm really excited to do this show is because I get to be like on this microphone saying, hey, everybody, this is why you're feeling how you're feeling. You're actually awakening. It's a good thing. You know, because the role that you've played is truly over, stop trying to play it. Stop trying to recreate something that is now ending. We have to learn how to tune in to ourselves, tune into that core, which is what I'll be talking about in shows to come. And how do we live from here, right? This is why I call it spiritual embodiment training. We have to learn how to tune in, strengthen all these like baby muscles that haven't been used because our ego muscles are super strong, right? And they're all full of habit. So we literally have to relearn how to live. So what I want to do when we're going to go on break soon, what I want to do when we get back on break is I'm going to tune in to the audience, to all of you guys, and I want to feel the themes that you're going through, speak to those themes, and take your calls about how you've been experiencing this awakening, to talk about the themes that I'm going to feel in the next couple of minutes, and to ask your questions about how you can move forward, you know, what scares you. We want to get down to the root stuff to help you all heal that much faster. And so, again, I want to give you that number because I would love for you to get into the queue. You know, you can call now. And the two numbers, again, are 617-237-1234, 617-237-1234, and the 866-338-9663. So when we get back, I'm going to tune in quickly to see what you all are sharing in your experience, and I will speak to that and take your calls and see what kind of healing and removing blocks that we can all do together. And for more information on me, go to AmbujamHealing.com.
The pressure is on. Can you feel it? Life as we've known it is no longer working. Why? We are awakening. The true core self is alive within us now and has a new life to live. What does this mean? How do we live from here? Join us live every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern as spiritual embodiment coach and trainer Ambujam Rose explains this mass awakening. Ambujam's direct approach teaches you how to navigate this new wild ride, educates you on how to strengthen your spiritual core, and takes your calls for personal spiritual core training. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Sundays 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Embody and strengthen your spiritual core faster and easier with Ambujam's intentional group power healings done by phone. The power of unified group intention multiplies your capacity to heal. Healing energies amplify, allowing your complex karmic issues to awaken and heal faster. Your alignment with your true core self is magnified and reinforced. The combined group intention for self-awareness and healing sparks graceful healing and effortless forward movement for all. To join the next group power session, visit AmbujamHealing.com for details.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Step into who you are faster and easier with private spiritual core training sessions with Ambujam. Ambujam sees where you are on the path and helps you stay on the path. Her gifts help you find the truth within and live that truth throughout all aspects of your life. She's relentless in helping you cross those big, scary thresholds and heal your past pain, making it easier than you ever thought it could be. Ambujam's private sessions accelerate your ability to step into who you are and get on with it. All sessions are done by phone, Skype, or FaceTime. To schedule your private session, visit AmbujamHealing.com.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Hey, everybody. We are back on the Spiritual Embodiment Training Show with me, Ambu Jam Rose, your host. And before we take our first caller, I'm going to now tune in to all of you and see what we want to speak to for today. And you're just going to hear a moment of silence as I do that. Okay, well, there's two things. One is I want to address fear. Okay, first thing, fear, okay. Okay, I don't know if anybody's ever told you this before, but don't try to fix it, okay? The amount of changes we are going through, our minds cannot get it. So when you feel fear, remind yourself to just let it be. You want to let it hang out, okay? Breathe. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be scared, okay? I can go way more into that, but I want to also go into the second thing. The other thing I'm feeling is that when you have so much on your plate, what do you do? So the first thing I want to say about that is think of the eye of the storm and the tornado. You want to find that spot inside where that eye of the storm is, where it is peaceful, quiet, abiding, still. And stillness doesn't have to mean without movement. Stillness, there's an aliveness to stillness as well. Okay? And right now, actually, and this is what I mean about I can't give guidance without healing coming through. So right now, all of you that are listening, and for those of you that will be listening on Mondays as well, we're going to do a healing right now. We're going to help ground you and pull you down into your center, okay? And I'm going to do that right now. And when healing comes through, you'll hear me breathing, and that's just what happens. Okay, here we go. And don't be afraid to be quiet and to be connected, okay? It's interesting, as we're starting to help pull you down, yeah, there you go. You know, the contractions come up and the fear, no, I can't be quiet. You know, it's like what erratic energy wants to do is stay erratic. So we're just going to help root you here some more. Your body is your home. No matter where you are, your body is always somewhere you can go within and connect to. Okay, this is going to be your lighthouse in the storm, okay? And we're just going to do one more bit of grounding here in your body. Okay, good. So with all that said now, I'd like to take the first caller and to speak to what I've just spoken about here and if you've got something else similar happening. So Jessica from Fairfax, hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
You hit the nail on the head for me. I've been feeling this like inner child in me that I, when I ask myself what do I need to do next, I see her like in my childhood home.
Mm.
And it's like, we're not doing anything. I'm afraid.
Yeah.
And you can try to make me, but you'll just be like everyone else
right.
trying to make me do stuff.
Yeah, like what would happen if she just got to be scared, right?
Yeah, it's
like it's such a novel
freaking
idea.
Me out.
And that, you know, what's interesting about her just being scared is the second you kind of just let her be scared, there's this freak out because she's used to having to fix everything, right? Or being told to fix. And so
exactly.
This is a really good example. We're, again, we are training our spiritual cores, right? So we are starting brand new ways of being. I mean, they're not really new to our core selves, but they're new to us, right? So when you go to change these things, what you just said about feeling freaked out, it's super normal. So you actually, I'm seeing this image now of this little girl self actually connecting with you, like she's feeling safe. And I feel her saying like, oh, fear is play.
She's smarter than I am.
Yeah, I know. Aren't they though? So if there's this image of this circle of energy goes from your little girl self to you, to your little girl self to you, and then that actually spreads out as a larger ring to other parts. And it's almost like they all need to know fear is okay, fear is okay, fear is okay, fear. And then it's like, okay, we get to be scared. Is that cool?
Oh, yeah, I just felt that. Okay. Like the play
yeah.
part just hit me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fear can actually be play.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my love. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, bye for now. Thank you, Jessica. That was awesome. So let's take our next caller now. Yeah, fear is play. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air now. Hello.
Oh,
is this
hi.
Raquel?
Yes, it is.
Raquel from Oakland. Hola.
Hola.
How are you?
So, I'm good. It's interesting how I got sort of lit up with it, that picture of sort of awakening and where we are and the fear of it. And, you know, there's an excitement about it. And then I get really frustrated. And then I don't know if it's a competition or just trying to figure it out. But is there a way to sort of know where you are on that road or path and how to... You know, like, so I'm always looking like, well, what do I need to do to sort of stay the course and not sort of resort back to old, you know, issues?
That's such a good question. So the first part of your question is interesting, where we are, right, or where I am on that path.
Yeah.
It's a moving target. So as healed and released as you were in something yesterday, today you could feel, right back into something like really intense, right?
Exactly.
So there's no scale, like a judgment scale or like an abacus you can use to go, okay, I'm here now and I'm here now. If you can let yourself just be wherever it is, because it's going to constantly change every second. So giving up some sort of limited label for your path, I feel for you can be super helpful because this is so interesting when you say competition, right? If you can give up the label of a limited place to be and how, quote, well you're doing, because when you're in that limited place, it triggers this competition and for you to label how well or not well that you're doing. So that'll actually get rid of that one, if we could say, kind of easy. Because if you have no place to be, you have no place to compare, and you have no place to be in competition anymore.
Mm, yeah.
And it's easier said than done, because that competition thing is a lot of conditioned response. And that part is
right.
Just, like, worn out because, you know, she's been told, like, you have to be the best. And it's not just this lifetime. That's really, really old. So you want to just love her, too. Like, it's okay to feel that feeling because she's been made to be that way. It's like she was conditioned and taught to be like, rah, go kill, you know, and get the next thing and never stop until you have enough. You know, it's really, really, really old. So if you can start with no label or place to be and you're just always where you are, I know that sounds really cliche, but it's actually really true. And then in answer to your second part, of how to not do the old patterns, right? Which is such a huge question. Always come back to your heart, to the center of your chest. Like physically, the heart center is in the center of our chest. So if you can have that place in the heart to be your go-to place no matter what, that will be your guidance of what to do next. It's right in there. And I also feel with you right now that your mental energy is being almost blown up. Like you can't have a place to go, oh, I know who I am and what I'm doing and where I'm going. So that's a whole other experience that's going on also. So the more you can actually be nothing and find that place to surrender into the heart, that would be really helpful for you.
And so when you say being blown up, meaning like all you know, all that I thought I knew is changing type of thing, or
it's changing. It's like it looks like pieces of energy that are now being pieces versus one solid piece. So they're breaking down.
Gotcha. Okay.
They're breaking down. All right, my love. Thank you so much for calling in. We're about to
You're
go
welcome.
To commercial break.
Thank you.
And those of you who are still on the line, stay on the line and feel free to call in. We'll take more of your calls when we get back. 617-237-1234 and 866-338-9663.
The pressure is on. Can you feel it? Life as we've known it is no longer working. Why? We are awakening. The true core self is alive within us now and has a new life to live. What does this mean? How do we live from here? Join us live every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern as spiritual embodiment coach and trainer Ambujam Rose explains this mass awakening. Ambujam's direct approach teaches you how to navigate this new wild ride, educates you on how to strengthen your spiritual core, and takes your calls for personal spiritual core training. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Step into who you are faster and easier with private spiritual core training sessions with Ambujam. Ambujam sees where you are on the path and helps you stay on the path. Her gifts help you find the truth within and live that truth throughout all aspects of your life. She's relentless in helping you cross those big, scary thresholds and heal your past pain, making it easier than you ever thought it could be. Ambujam's private sessions accelerate your ability to step into who you are and get on with it. All sessions are done by phone, Skype, or FaceTime. To schedule your private session, visit ambujamhealing.com.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Tune in every first Sunday at 6 p.m. for Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Embody and strengthen your spiritual core faster and easier with Ambujam's intentional group power healings done by phone. The power of unified group intention multiplies your capacity to heal. Healing energies amplify, allowing your complex karmic issues to awaken and heal faster. Your alignment with your true core self is magnified and reinforced. The combined group intention for self-awareness and healing sparks graceful healing and effortless forward movement for all. To join the next group power session, visit AmbujamHealing.com for details.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Hi, everybody. It's Ambujam Rose with Spiritual Embodiment Training. And we are talking about awakening today, and I'm taking your personal calls to talk about your experience. And I'd like to take your next call, and we've got Joanne from Everett on the line. Hi, Joanne. Are you there, Joanne? Okay, we're going to go to Amanda from Phoenix. Hi, Amanda.
Hello. My question is the cloud that we have, that you see everything in. One, is it possible to completely clear? And two, is it something that we have to do, or by awakening, does it gradually sort itself out?
Okay. Good question. Yeah. So the cloud is a space that is a way that I can explain how I see everything.
Okay.
So it's like a container, we could say, of how everything shows up to me. And it's nothing that needs to clear, because it's all of your experiences. So it's how it comes to me is it's all these significant experiences that you have through lifetime after lifetime that are affecting your present experience today. So there's actually nothing to clear, per se, because it's you. but in answer to your second question, you know, when we awaken, when that true light within us just breaks through and comes forth, that action, we could say, in and of itself starts healing and transforming, quote, our clouds.
Okay. So
because now there's a...
No, go ahead.
So when that light inside of us, we could say, breaks through, there's an awareness. There's a knowing and an understanding that comes with that. And it's that knowing and understanding that starts healing basically everything, but we can't quite, you know, understand that with our minds. So we could say that light starts washing through our entire clouds, present, past, future, parallel, It goes everywhere. So it eventually does get to everything. I don't know if it will happen in this life, we'll say. Or it could. This is the thing. Like, we never know, because anything's possible.
Is there something one can do to promote that light, or is it?
Oh, that's another good question. Okay. This light is within each of us. No matter how painful our lives have been, no matter what our experiences are, this light is underneath everything and actually through everything and can never go away. To, quote, promote it is self-awareness. And how we could do that, as an example, is meditation, is to spend time becoming connected consciously to ourselves, to actually spend time to get quiet and connect and ask, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? So we're actually taking our focus and our world and making it internal and starting to really connect our consciousness instead of just going about our day unconsciously, we could say, and by habit, right? Because we're in a lot of habit right now. And so this awakening is creating us to, you know, A, it's making everything change, but B, and each person's different. For most of us, the awakened self, we could say, doesn't tap us on the shoulder. It's not loud and say, hey, look at me. Because that's what the ego does. The ego goes, hey, look at me. So awakening is actually, the awakened self is actually quite quiet. And so on our own, if that's even English, on our own, without the information that we're awakening, we wouldn't really, unless, again, it comes from internally, or we see something, you know, on the outside of us that triggers it, it would be really hard to know that we need to pay attention. All we know is, like, life isn't working anymore in the same way, right? So it's a lot of choice of where we choose to spend our focus. And the more we can internalize, you know, actually spend quality time with ourselves internally, and to learn our inner landscape, that can ripen our consciousness, ripen, quote, our ego consciousness, to connect to that true self.
Okay.
So I hope that, I don't know if that makes sense exactly.
It does, it does. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Wonderful, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. So I want to thank you all so much for your questions, because there's all this information out there, and when somebody asks a question, it triggers something very specific, and we get to go find it, right, and look for the answer and be with that together. The other thing I would like to mention today is I would love to give you a free healing MP3. And I'm going to create that for you in the next couple of weeks. And to get that, please go onto my site, ambujamhealing.com. And that's spelled AmbujaM, the word healing, HEALING.com. And you'll see a page called my contact email sign-up page. And when you sign up for my list, I will send you that MP3 in the next week or so when that's complete. And also, my intentional group power healings happen about twice a month. Every now and then, before the healing happens, I'll get a tap on the shoulder from Spirit, and there's this feeling of it's time to do a healing now. And when you sign up for my list, you will get those email announcements, and all the information will be on there. And each intentional group power healing meets everybody who joins in that moment. So when I send out these announcements, your intuition, you know, will resonate with, oh, it's time for me to join this healing. And everybody who attends these healings brings the issues we will heal, the themes we'll discuss. And when, again, when we come together in this group way, there's a certain grace that's invited. And this grace brings effortless healing on these really, really, really deep karmic levels. So we release and balance and reconcile personal karma. We release, balance, and reconcile world karma and all of these other dimensional pieces of us. So it's very, very powerful. And again, to sign up for that, you can go to my website, ambujamhealing.com, and you can sign up on my contact email sign-up page. And the phone is still open, and the numbers are 617-237-1234. That's 617-237-1234 and 866-338-9663, 866-338-9663. And we've got Joanne from Everett back. Hi, Joanne.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, good. I had to change phone. What you've been saying on the line to other people resonates with me very well, and I welcome all that you have said, because I felt the same thing. Everything I've tried, it doesn't work anymore, and I'm very concerned about my health and my two sons. And I've been doing a lot of meditation, and I get a lot of answers. Maybe I don't meditate enough. You know, I'm just looking to see what else I should do.
Okay. For you, what comes up really, really strongly is trust your information.
Okay.
So what's happening, what I'm seeing for you, what this awakening is doing, is it's actually, what's the word I'm looking for? It's expanding your energy out into your larger being.
Okay.
So your human, we could say small little condensed self, is no longer really happening. And so it's almost like a light switch turned on where suddenly you are expanded into your being's consciousness. And it's on some level, we could say it's similar to like me. When my stuff first started happening, something felt really familiar, even though I was like, what's happening? So I feel for you, what you're feeling feels actually really familiar because you're coming back to your being. And the information that you can get can, from your mind, it can doubt it and feel like, how can that be? But something about it feels really right. So what I want to say is practice trusting this feeling that you have and trusting the information that's coming. Really important.
Okay.
And you can ask, this kind of larger feeling of information, what can I do for my health?
Okay.
And that will help as well. Thank you much for calling in, Joanne. I really appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you.
Blessings. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
So I want to thank you all so much for joining me for my first show. I think it went pretty good. my healing and my work is very spontaneous, so in the shows to come, they'll be every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and they will all have their own flow, and you will see my topics on dream7radio.com. So thank you so much for being here today, and I will see you very soon. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Spiritual Embodiment Training Show with Ambujam, where you can know you're no longer alone in what you're experiencing. Learn how to navigate your wild ride of awakening and strengthen your spiritual core. Join Spiritual Embodiment Coach and Trainer Ambujam Rose live every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Listen again every Monday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. To attend Ambujam's intentional group power healing sessions and to schedule your private spiritual core training sessions, go to ambujamhealing.com.